بالإيمان والتقى والسلام على عباده المؤمنين المطهرين. الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة على المختار على صلب وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النبي محمدا فضل صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالطائرة عظمه فطاب من طيبهن القار وسكن روح الفدا بقدر انت ساكنه فيه العطاء وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الاحوال مقتحم يا ربي المصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الا ان اولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين امنوا وكانوا يتقون لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة لا تبديل لكلمات الله ذلك هو الفوز العظيم. Before starting, I would not promise in a way of a Muzakhara reminder if we are on the need of and perhaps you might be saying it's coming out of our ears now. How much is it?
Does it come from
in our Ramadan? And we see it
Quran Sharif also.
We all like the MashaAllah, there are those so far who complete one Khatam every day. Okay. Even presently, MashaAllah, there are people like that. And that are
also stopping
to recite Quran Sharif. Who we are meeting the same people all the time.
But the reminder is always beneficial.
So I'm going to give us a talk here that to read Durush and yet it is so beneficial. I'm going to give us a talk here. And I'm going to give every morning, every evening.
More than that.
Like that we might think what is the evidence. But when we ask ourselves, can I really even want to do that?
And how weak we are, really, if we will see.
And on Friday, I'm going to give us a talk here to increase our knowledge. And I'm going to give us the knowledge of the Sunnah, love of the Sunnah, to practice on the Sunnah, and to propagate the Sunnah. So that also Allah Ta'ala is Sunnah that our life was. Without Sunnah, there is really no woman. We are not the Sunnah, the people who follow the Sunnah. Well, Jama'ah and the Jama'ah of the Sahaba we also. And really every day Allah give us topic to make shukr to Allah that He made us. From the Ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We should make lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And He connected us with Allah, the true real ulama. And what ulama Allah has blessed us with, Allah give us topic to appreciate them and follow in their footsteps. And then to practice, to propagate and learn the sunnahs also. Also Allah Ta'ala give us topic that we have fikr for our namaz. And that we are regular with our namaz. Namaz becomes what is a namaz. We become namazis which are called namaz. Not just casual now and then, being obedient but without concentration, but what namaz will solve all our problems. Wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Everything namaz.
Allah Ta'ala give us topic to make it a reality, to think about
it. We are reading it. I didn't think it, so it was coming to me.
Not deficiently. We are called still God.
And if we make a target where we want to reach, inshallah, we will carry on.
You must know that Tagat
somebody explained, and all these thoughts my Shanda watching the world friends who are telling them to listen, what when you will invite this with me?
And then you are stopping to make other,
to make honor and to pass it on to others also inshallah. And then at the start you are stopping to remember our parents in our duas. And then also we are very happy. Today the time also has come, I bury my mother, I bury my father, and everything is over. And at that time also, we are perhaps worried, the more we are worried today, getting home and cleaning it again. Before time already, they have all, the caterers are given their job, tents are put up, everything is done, and the poor are over home, what is their condition in the palace, we don't even think about. So whether they have got salvation or not, what is it? And all those are critical, difficult tasks. And speaking of something that we just actually find in the carpet, we know that the postman will be about that, and we'll honestly try it. And she said, this is your first halting place. If you pass here, you will pass at the event. And if you fail here, and you see, every stage after that, it's not the event. And who gave us guarantee of our kingdom? And that we are going to die, we are at 100% convinced, no problem. Here we will die this month and we will probably die today. No, there's no problem. My Jamaat is whether I perform or not, and as we have heard all the various aspects of our Mu'amalah, business dealings, Mu'ashara, with our wives, what is our condition, with our family members, neighbors, etc. But I have no problem. I am just going to speak to Jannah and I am just going to enjoy it. If we study the lives of our elders, Allah will know. The Shaykh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakariya Rahmatullahi, the street sweepers of Medina Sharif, they should also come in with the elders from Pakistan, India, so from Duaz, etc. When they should come, Hazrat should cry and ask them, please, you are the cleaners of the place around Arab Sharif, Rosa and Duaz. In other words, you are royal servants. You are serving what the high court. And your Duaz, amen, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullahi, and a street sweeper. Please make dua for me and the of Iman. But this is what you worry about that and what the sky of Iman. And what is Hazrat Darja? The whole world, what a Bahati, what a Bapi, what a Sufi, what Darja that is worried about dying of Iman. And then he cried so much, his heart in the class was with him, that his whole chair also refused. So Allah give us this concern, and that's not what we just take it for granted. Sometimes I wonder that even just like overplayed, we worry about after the birth is going to happen. But generally, even in Pakistan, Janaza Namaskar, while praying, we are just talking, we are carefully, nothing is going to happen. Is that the right attitude? Or we see on the other side the attitude of the awliya, of the sahaba, our neighbor concern. So let us concern for our parents, and especially if they have passed away, to make these studies about them. And this continuously helps them tremendously. And by then our dunya will go over. Our goodness will come to us in our dunya. And we study about for our mashaa, our mashaa. Because these are the four people that are worried about our need, who are worried about our asset. And by making dua for them, and we start this around, etc., we will open our dunya, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we will be listening to quite a few talks now, and that you have the topic to make amal on them, and inshallah, to bring it into our lives and pass it on to others. We all know our weaknesses. Like many times we go to an ijtima, we go to programs like this, many other occasions, Ramadan, Umrah, Hajj, and we get boosted. And then after a while, we see we've gone down. So this is a natural thing also, the ups and downs come. So we mustn't be despondent upon them. But we covered our distance and our rope and our in this way, we fell down. After falling down, we didn't stay down. We get up again. And again we walk, again we fall down, again we walk, get up, again we walk. So we must never become dishonorable.
And it's Allah's rahmat also.
That these kinds of programs are always taking place.
We get our kitab reading every day in the masjid.
And very fortunate how many masjid now.
Tafsir of Quran Sharif also takes place.
Hadith Sharif letters, other letters from Sirat, etc.
So these are all reminders.
We have all the Jamaat programs,
Gasht, etc. All reminders all the time.
Then we have Shaykh Guzari, which is a reminder. We have Ulama coming, Juma, Bayan, state place, all reminders. So all that there are so many that are keeping us going.
Though we don't realize,
somebody asked Mawlana Saeed Sansa, Rahmatullahi,
that when I listen to Bayan, I don't remember what he said.
So what is the matter? So Mawlana gave such a beautiful answer
and asked him that, for example, last week,
Tuesday, what did you have for breakfast?
Last week, Thursday, what did you have for lunch? Nobody offered.
But didn't that benefit come to you? Mm-hmm. If you're able to eat it, then you should have become weak. You should have become dehydrated.
Doctor always say, water you must drink, otherwise you
do. So just that we don't realize, this is what our Guru, Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Bhangoi, Alhamdulillah, he says, you make zikr and you say, Allah, Allah, Allah.
And with complete unmindfulness, you're not thinking of Allah.
That also is not the point of the way, of course, much more.
So every aspect of being,
our coming for namaz, we made namaz, it's a booster to us. We said for Tali, we see pious people, it's a booster. All these are great, great boosters of that.
Our zikr, our tilawat of Quran Sharif,
everything.
You find many times a person complains,
now I've been started reading, I feel out,
my Jamaat is. All this starts when we stop this year.
One stage we stop, the next one also goes away. Then we stop, the next stage also goes away.
Finally, a person who was the Hajjud Guzar also,
he was all the Wabi and everything. We find it's not completely there.
So all these things we must just carry on.
And we must encourage everyone else also.
Alhamdulillah, all the talks that were given.
Brother Secretary said, no,
that is the CDs are available.
It's online also. Let us try and go home and make muzakara.
Discuss it at home.
And let us try and make up a plan that how are we going to bring it into our lives. Many wonderful talks have been,
very important talks also.
For our salah, for our
muamalat, our business dealings,
everything. Let us see where we can bring much into our lives.
Try and make a program and then follow that program.
And try and bring it into our lives. This is when we will really get the true benefit of
it. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq.
So we have spoken also about namaz. Really, if Allah make us understand
namaz,
make effort on one thing. Man tolerable food, father will food.
A person who seeks to do everything,
he does nothing. Jack of all trades is master of none. So, but namaz is the way to bring namaz.
So, we bring namaz under control
and Allah is declared that like man, but not like
inna salata sanha anil fahshari wal munkar.
And we are in Alhamdulillah, this majma of ours are made now five times namaz. But, so let us see how we can become true and genuine namaz.
And then for our Islam and for our reformation,
Allah Ta'ala reward our Shaykh and difficult things they went through.
Hazrat Shaykh al Hadith,
Hazrat Qana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, in his old age, he was paralyzed.
And Hazrat said, I traveled the world at that time
just to have the majalis of zikr established. And these are absolutely essential.
Make our zikr
every day, and today, according to our weakness, our mashayikh have shown us so little zikr.
That was the time when they should
make zikr of 120,000 times. Mawlana Imam al-Hasan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi himself, he showed, he took Mawlana Abdul Hafiz Makki rahmatullah alayhi and showed him where he should make his zikr in the Humayun Qabristan, which is just near the Barkas. And how lot for in summer, tell about the 10 o'clock. In winter, tell about Zohar, we should make the zikr of Allah. Now,
we also,
Allah made me mark when the chef first prescribed to me 300 times
La ilaha illallah.
I did it to you today. I do it. It takes
you can manage it. But this is
when you do it at the beginning and you go through the process, the results will come.
Hadrati, it becomes Hadrati, not just like that.
Hadrati
Muhammad,
such a great Mujahdi.
They didn't just become like that.
What? Kango,
Hadrat was
first, they asked us, Maharishi,
what they regret, what they had to go through.
They had to be thoroughly, they were treated very, very deeply. Then Hadrat became that, and that Allah is there for.
Our Shaykh, Hadrat Maulana Shah, Hakim Muhammad, how he studied,
and that gave great rewards to our Hadith heroes.
Hadrat's life, he has written
so beautifully, Rishya Rukhiya, Hayati Hatta.
And you see that, and really that kitab is such,
whoever picked it up, he couldn't put it down. He just had to carry on reading,
So there also we see what then what Hadrat went through.
And all our cards, they went through that, then the results came.
Now we want immediate results.
We are living in such a age that everything is instant.
Everything we wanted
yesterday was begun. But the reality of the matter is that you have to, your child is born, he doesn't just become a big man immediately. You have to wait
for the whole process.
So the same thing in our career and in our Islam also. But he may get involved in that. If a person says, I'm eating food every day, then when I remember I was small, then I should say that I would eat a horse. Then I become big like my father. So if you're not telling it about it, you become a big man.
So it will take its time that you become a
grow to grow up and you grow everything.
So everything takes its course.
So if we say that I'm
not growing up, so I'm not going to eat anymore, what will happen?
So the same thing in our being also and in our Islam.
Lagirahu.
Keep at it.
Never be despondent.
And that we watch our Qadi and our Islam,
how they encourage us.
That the person, our Shaykh, Alhamdulillah, Hadrat Maulana Shah, Hakim Muhammad Hafidhahu, Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that there is no despondency, there is no, you can never give up hope. A better reader might tell you your car is beyond repair. Haram insurance people will say your car is beyond repair. But a person in this world, as I have seen, is never beyond repair. And how many great wuzurs have come, what their condition was. And where Allah did not only make their Islam, they became the means of Islam for thousands and millions of people. They have lost 500, 800 years ago. Till today, they are the means of Islam of so many people. So there is absolutely no giving up hope. There is absolutely no despondency. We just have to carry on and we carry on all the time. And in fact, our Shaykh Muhammadullah Ali Jazakumullah said, Arif Billah, Arif of the Haqqaiq of meaning, of dunya, of akhirah. These people knew the realities of our being and our, and akhirah also, and we spread it out to us. They gave it to us openly. But they said that you carry on trying to become righteous. And even if you don't reach your goal, just before what Allah will put you there and make you.
Allah's system, and we see what many people,
how their lives are, but at the end, Allah, their whole life has changed completely.
Jigar Muradabadi was a all India
over, what a position. And he tried also, he tried, and at the end, Allah gave him what a high position. Many, many other people that way.
So we just have to be at it.
And we know this is proven from Sharia also.
A person goes for Hajj,
and on the way he's got his ihram on and he has it away.
Every year Hajj is written for that moment.
The person wants to become hafiz of Quran and he can't manage it.
But he's trying and he carries on trying.
Allah will make him a month of Ufar, will make him a month of Ufar.
On that point also, let us try.
Even if we just learn one ayat a day,
we know our surahs from Alam Tara, we know our surahs from Al-Qur'an,
We know in Islam we said that
a few others will keep on learning
and keep this in mind until we come out. Even little, your niyat is there,
inshallah. You will be raised according to your niyat on the day of Qiyamah.
And not only you, the Hafiz al-Quran,
how his father will be blessed.
Let me read about what about his ustad?
What position the ustad will get?
So this is the work of deen
and our Islam.
We feel we can't reach it.
The temptations are so much.
And now, I was just speaking to Hadith Rao, that
our mashayikh, they always got their
finger on the pulse, that what the ummah needs and is there. Our Shaykh Muhammad
used to say
that if a person, especially those who are connected with Qatar, if they don't speak about
but nazri,
casting lustful glances at the ummah,
then that person hasn't fulfilled my life.
Because this is still the big problem of our time. Similarly, now we see many other problems came. Hadji Firoz's family here,
there are many others also.
The cell phone, the smartphone. And this is the destroyer of our iman in this time.
I'm very surprised.
Hadji Firoz just told me while we were having money
that about 400 or 500 ladies they sold their phones and gave them away.
You don't need it, don't keep it. And if you think that people will think you're not smart, you're not a smartphone, then how can you be having a smart? Let them don't worry about the creation. Worry about Allah.
Our Shaykh Shahad Hazrat Muhammad
Asad,
Rahmatullah Ali, explained so beautifully
that Allah Ta'ala says on the day of Qiyamah, فَالْقُلِيْهِ الْعِبَادِ
وَالْقُلِيْهِ
الْجَنَّةِ. That enter amongst my ibad, my Allah, my servant,
and enter into my Jannah.
When Allah says my, why? Because this people did not care for the public. Whatever people used to comment and criticize, many what will the people say?
And so much so that
even in our society,
that what will the people say if
we practice? They didn't go to weddings, they didn't go to their brothers, children's weddings, to their own blood, for something around us.
So Allah says, when you sacrifice for me like this,
then can't I call you and you must be my special servant?
And you must be in my special Jannah. Everyone criticized you.
Everyone made remarks about you.
Everyone told you are gone astray.
And just said you are gone wrong in there.
But for Allah's sake,
you just carry on. Allah will give you that great honor.
So our Islam, we have to make
bigger for you. And that is that we give the rules that are put it back on its face again. It is the ruler, it should be the ruler in our life, but we don't even think that we got the rule.
Our nafs desires, for that we go out of our way.
So much, that not only halal desires,
that also
in the spark has to be curbed, but we go into haram desires.
And we fulfill that, and without any fear.
One great alim of the leader in Munawwara
was visiting us,
and he said that iman of yours, which cannot stop you from haram yet, how will that iman stop you from Jannah? Save you from Jannah?
Hey, this iman of ours?
Yeah.
Iman is a living force.
And we have to be conscious of it, that I am a mu'min.
I've got iman, and this is a driving force, a power in me. So that must be able to stop us. And as somebody has said very beautifully also, that not only our outward gunas, but there are severe, terrible gunas which are inside also. Our pride, our jealousy, our hatred, all these things that we are doing things for gain and pain.
So this Islam of a person has to be done and we have to become conscious.
The purpose of keeping that Islam in Jalsa
is just to make us conscious that we are responsible and a great need of ours that we have to see to our Islam. We have to worry about the whole movement also, but in the process we must not forget ourselves.
And this is also important,
and as it was the duty of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, which Allah Ta'ala has given him,
to make tabligh to the people,
to see to ta'aleem also.
That was also a duty.
Yu'allimuhum al-kitab wa al-hikmah.
The darnums, the makatib,
all the different forms of our healing education.
That is also a duty.
to convey the message as great, as it is more important that we have to work for our own Muslim people. Today our namazes, etc., together with that also an important aspect is we must also work on ourselves. We have to work on ourselves also to make our Islam, our akhlaq must come right. Otherwise we find, there was a chair of Hadith, Muhammad Zakariya Sallallahu Alaihi, he was so keen that Zikr Majari, which entails everything else with it. The whole effort of making Islam must be established everywhere. In our masajid, in our madrasas, in the varieties of tabligh, wherever these parameters are also carried on. And Hazrat used to say that by the barakat of this, Allah will save us from many fitna. And when this is not there, then the fitna starts. Whether it can be a job, you know, whether it can be any other place, the fitna comes in. And then we don't know what hit us from where, and where this fitna has come. So this work of tazkiya. Then finally, when we do our tazkiya, we have this glass of water, a glass. And we were sitting and drinking at the Dasturkhan, and you held it after eating, and there are some curry marks or whatever on your fingers. And you hold the glass, the marks will come on the glass also. Inside the glass is still 100% clean. But you wouldn't want to offer that also to someone. And that is nowadays, today we have become very hygiene conscious, that you all know, whereas it has come that the leftovers of a mu'min is shifa. For the next moment. The leftover of a mu'min is muhabbat and love for the next moment. Therefore, if a stranger has come to the house and is left over water, food, don't give it to the woman for free. The effect in there is it can create muhabbat. Yes, for another person, your brothers, etc., and you see from our Muzulgani mean what they have left over, still Alhamdulillah that is there. But today we have come to that stage that husband won't drink from the wife's glass, wife won't drink from the husband's glass, and then we wonder why do they muhabbat in the family. The children go to drink from one another from the family. It's dirty. We have been put such a evil thing has been put in our mind. The sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is very aspect. Our nature has become that we use bad words for it. Inshallah, it is not that we're thinking because of the sunnah, we're thinking bad of it, but just our nature has become that these basic things we regard it as a right off, it's a fair thing, it's a wrong thing that we are doing. So if the glass is dirty on the outside, we call it dirty. But it was food you were eating. You won't want to give somebody. You won't want to put water, municipal water, tap water in it. And the Zamzam is out of the question. So when our heart is dirty, how can we expect Allah who is pure in every way to come into a dirty heart? We have to first cleanse our heart. And that is what is called Islam. And if that is not there, amongst the many things, our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, when many times used to teach us the dua of Ikhlas, which comes in Kanzul Umar, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika tushrika bika shay'un wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. So much. Then the person, all his actions by the barakah of that dua, Allah will give him ikhlas. But what Hazrat used to explain, that if for example the ulama whole life we did effort, and a lot of kitabs we wrote, we taught so many, we got so many students, everything, but if there wasn't sincere, then all that, and it comes clearly in the hadith, among the first three people to be thrown into the fire of Jahannam, was in that Ali, also Ali, who did, and he said, I did it for your sake, O Allah. Allah will say, you are lying, you didn't be free. So if not one dunyan, one fundamental thing, if we don't make effort on that, our mother, or everything else we are doing, and then a rich man who gave so much of charity, so much masjid he had built, so much other things work he done, he was also be asked, he will also say, I did it for you, Allah said, you are right, you didn't do it for me. And then a mujahid, a shaheed, who went in the battle, he gave his life for Allah. And he also will be asked, you say, because Allah will say, you did it, so people must say, you are great. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he should narrate a hadith on the class, he should fall unconscious. He should cry so much. But for us, it means nothing.
So this is Islam, if you have to want. Then the fruit of the of Islam, what will Allah Ta'ala give us?
Allah says, Allah,
become conscious, understand well,
open your ears and listen. And I'll share
Allah rewarding tremendously. I'm going to explain it so beautifully
that Allah is what is called Quruq al-Tambi.
That is to make a person to draw his attention.
Listen to what I say. Give your mind, give me your attention, give me your ears.
Amongst three letters like that, this is also one.
And Allah, I should say that listen properly also what I'm saying, Allah. I'm not saying Yama.
That the engine,
the motorbike or something like that.
Allah, Ama and Ha are the three words. So Allah, Ama, Ha.
I'm not saying Yama. I'm saying Allah, Ama, Ha.
That you must open your ears and listen. So Allah, open your ears. Inna awliya Allah.
The brain of Allah Ta'ala, whom Allah described in Islam.
The virtues of it, Allah is mentioned first.
La khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun.
No fear will be upon them.
And they will not grieve of anything whatsoever.
On the other hand, the meaning of this ayat also is
that those who are not afraid of Allah Ta'ala
will have every type of fear.
And they will grieve also for bringing this.
So if we become the awliya, now who is it? Who are the awliya?
الَّذِينَ
آمَنُوا
وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ
Iman.
And continuously with taqwa. They stay with taqwa all the time.
So this is a battle, it's not a one-time obstacle.
That one day we made our master's profit.
One month Ramadan we made our
classes, we did our zikr, everything properly. When Umrah we did a top level spirituality. But when we come back, we are completely not. Until more comes to us. So continuously,
and this is what is the mujahada of the nafs.
And this is not so easy, continuously.
Our Shaykh Hazrat
Isaf Ali many times used to say,
the mujahid and the shaheed of the battlefield, he goes and he becomes shaheed one time.
But this mujahid who has to fight his nafs continuously.
From the morning till the night we will see.
When we get up in the morning, that's the feeling we used to have a
very late night. We didn't have sleep that night.
The mosquitoes were coming to whatever else comes.
Phone rang middle of the night. Now you couldn't sleep again.
But Fajr we have to wait. And now you want to sleep away. I'll make Fajr completely and I'll sleep away. Oh, I won't make my Fajr today now. For continuously comes.
For every namaz, this mujahada comes.
Your tilawah, okay, I made my namaz, but today I won't make my tilawah. As was explained one time, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Kulkuri Rahmatullah Ali, he shared, after a great, great wedding of Allah,
what a great honor.
He wasn't feeling well, fever, temperature very high, everything.
But he carried on in the mihrab
of the masjid, and he should make his ibadah from 2, 3 o'clock in the morning till 11 o'clock.
And he carried on reading 5, 10 shufar.
And after every few ayahs, he should, Allah, 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 that steam burning up in the locomotive in the engine, and then he should release it again. All of Qasida Burda, he should read off the heart. All the 7 manjils of Hizbul
Najat-e Maqbool, he should read off the
heart. What his ibadat was. So one time he wasn't feeling well, but he said, push, carry on. This is for our encouragement.
We are very weak, but
I say, oh, that's what you want to say.
We can't manage our full zikr,
make it less, even less, but don't
let it off. But these people,
they didn't even make less. Under what condition?
We study their lives, and
we want to have a good time, fully understood.
Hazrat Maulana
Asadullah Sahab, their namazes, they wouldn't let go Jamaat at any cost. Then Maulana Asadullah Rahmatullah once was in the UK,
and the time he landed on the
plane, Isha namaz was generally finishing all the masjid. He kept on looking, for a person
with whom he can make his namaz with Jamaat.
For us, it's a flimsy excuse. No one will just make our namaz, he'll make it like that. Maulana Rabi Rahmatullah was probably for
once there was a mashura in the madrasa and Asr namaz was over in the masjid.
He went from masjid about 7-8 masjid, then he got a masjid where he can make his namaz with Jamaat.
This is all power. At least we are so weak.
But little bit we think about
how to win this game.
And spending the lives of our how we gain
firm on deen at all times.
Weddings, we read about our Muslims.
They went to a wedding. There was something against Sharia.
Without any fear, without any what people will comment, they got out of the office.
The people make their special dawah for our sheikh also.
Then they started doing something wrong against Sharia, started eating and debuting.
Hazrat got angry, he got up and he walked away.
And he told Hussein was seeing you also go.
Like this. Now we are still very, very far from that.
But how long are we going to keep on saying we are very far?
Allah give us topic
that we bring this and this to the God.
This is that Islam. And on that Allah will make us his awliya.
And in these times, it is Allah has made
drop the level very much.
Very easy for us. We are so weak that we for life have the concern.
This is that.
Don't become, let us become omnivorous of a thing like Islam. That we don't even know its real existence.
Oh, how many of us?
When we are in the Hansa, in by Karachi, by Hazrat,
you'll find so many friends who come
make dua for my Islam. If we ever ask for dua of our Islam,
we just say make dua, just generally.
And perhaps we just need barakat in our dunya friends.
Sometimes we say my mother is very ill.
So if we say operation make dua, but otherwise just dua.
But dua for our akhir, full sirat we have to cross.
And what we just make this little muraqaba
which was referred to also,
that I have to cross full sirat. And our nama record of deeds,
try and just unscroll it a little bit
and see if we can glean from the time that became Bali, what was it today?
What and what I have done.
So we have to be concerned about this.
So anyway,
Allah make it that we are protected by all Islam.
And as we have repeatedly said,
that we are here in Durban
and Alhamdulillah.
Truly, sincerely from my heart I say,
great, great Mashayikh, ulama who are here,
make your contact with the world of Durban. And concern that they have Mashayikh,
they have programs, etc.,
that we make our Islam.
And when our Islam is done, the heart is clean.
Without calling Allah Ta'ala,
har tamanna dil se ruksat ho gayi,
ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho
gayi. That without calling Allah, Allah will come in the heart.
And when Allah comes in the heart,
Hazrat Khaja, Hazrat Khaja,
Hazrat Khaja, Hazrat Khaja,
Hazrat Khaja, Hazrat Khaja,
Ask
Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah Ali.
When a person gets his respect connection with Allah, Allah is coming in his heart.
Will he know about it or share it
with him? His father, his friend, his friend.
Hazrat Khaja Sahib, when you became Bali,
when you were a little child, now you became Bali.
If your mother has to tell you became Bali now,
your brother and sister has to tell you became Bali, you became Bali now.
Now everything changed now.
Your interests changed, your friends changed,
everything.
So the minute Allah will come, you see everything.
Kirdaar badal jayega. Your character will change now.
Your attitude of your wife will be different.
With your servants will be different.
With your friends will be different.
Raftaar badal jayega.
The way you walk will be different. Now the proud way of running, shouting, jumping and doing things.
Automatically it will go out of you.
Guftar will change. Your language will also change.
Your place of interest will change.
Before you were in the street corner,
before you were in the internet
cafe, this cafe, this cafe.
Now you see your heart is in the masjid. Now automatically your heart is taking.
Now you will see by lifting your hand what and what Allah is giving you. And now you enjoy. One person wrote to Hazrat,
but he said that Hazrat, I don't enjoy reading,
my heart doesn't take to read
Munajat al-Maqbool, to read Dua Kitab.
And he said, how can that be possible? A person to speak secretly what is beloved, everyone enjoys it.
Hey, when you are
in the house, you are in your bedroom with your wife,
all the others are in their room,
the children, but she's whispering in her ear. And you are enjoying talking with her there, so with your true beloved. And what time Allah gives you?
You can let it stop it. You can get up at 2 or
3 in the morning. Everyone is sleeping.
And that also
what the exceptional interpretations people give of that also. that a person who is made to suffer and people are lying who are sleeping. So the wife says there must be someone who sleeps.
Otherwise you can't, you are not there to
make it tahajjud and everyone is awake.
Or the husband tells the wife,
you make it tahajjud, let me sleep. So there are some sleeping people, then you get that feeling of death. So anyway, at that time you sleep to attack the Baha'u'llah ta'ala.
And really our Shaykh
Abdullah used to say, no matter who that woman is, she may make her some first in the world to beauty contest.
But even
to save your eyes, you get more enjoyment, much more. If you have to look, it is like China.
And a person in the sages and thinks
that a person who is that briskly, that a rod of
lead,
burning lead, will be pushed into his eyes.
How can we look
and not protect us all? This is just a little for the temptation of this dunya. This can, the shaitan just makes it good beauty to it. Sometimes I tell a friend that sometimes you think if I should marry that woman, it should be so good. So just think that if I shouldn't marry my wife, then I should think about her. But I marry her, it's so good. So Allah Joe also Layla just said, all that said to me. So what you got your wife from the hand of Allah.
Allah gave it and she wrote it to me.
Just be happy.
Don't worry, today the divorce waiting. How terrible things we are hearing about the divorce, about everything else. Today it is our duty that wherever we are, we have to work to bring an Islamic environment. Otherwise,
out there at the schools, at the universities,
out there at
the shops and offices and workplace,
what an environment our young girls are exposed to there.
And today, one time was we thinking those people.
Today, our people are in those environments.
And all that filled the school and comes back into our houses.
And we also get affected.
It's very easy to tell other people this is haram, that is haram.
But when it's in your own house now, then what do you do?
Then we don't worry about the fire that is burning outside. Burning, it's going to come into our houses.
So we have to be concerned
and make effort in all this direction.
So Allah Ta'ala give us topic
that we have this concern, why of making our Islam.
And on that Islam, Allah has promised that He will make you His wali.
And then you become the wali of Allah Ta'ala, the friend of Allah. And today also we have been pushed into such a situation.
Do you tell a boy
or girl you are fired, it is like a bad word used. You have spoken bad, you see, you are the naughty girl, that is something nice. The bad guy, that is something nice.
So how we have drifted, our Shaykh
is to cry on this, that today, how we have
brought things about.
What's the topsy-turvy world? Who is on the right, we regard him as on the wrong. But the Shaykh of Ali,
Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, right?
And what was feeling Hazrat was a brother,
that in Hazrat's time,
maybe about 50 years ago, more than that, Hazrat was,
he says that when the Ummah regards poison as medicine,
and medicine as poison, then what hope have we got? The Mushtaq
Allah. Then our complaint is only to Allah Ta'ala.
Today what is good for us, we regard it as bad. What is bad for us, we regard it as good. Today our life's priority, our choices thing, how much more important it is in all the efforts of me that we take full power. Allah give us all the Okay, our Islahi Jalsa inshallah, this one should make a place, may Allah accept it, may Allah make my Islah, every one of us, Allah make our Islah, and all our connections, our families, our children, brothers, extended family in every way, Allah give the whole Ummah Islah. The next one inshallah, we will have our Islahi Jalsa in Azad al-Adharun, 3rd, 4th and 5th of Jamaat al-Mukhra, 8, 9 and 10 of February. Please try and attend. We need all this in our lives.
Try and attend.
It will bring a lot of goodness into us. And wherever we have these programs of deen, all the programs, let us try and take part in them.
Don't forget.
Please do it. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم منك السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا و oh Allah, accept this Islam. Oh Allah, accept every effort of deen from all the world. Oh Allah, all those efforts which have been done to bring the true deen alive and to establish the true deen in whichever form it may be, accept it, increase it, oh Allah, give us the power. All the efforts of the Tabligh Jamaah, the practice of the Tabligh Jamaah, oh Allah, all the Darul Ulooms in the world, all the Makatib in the world, oh Allah, all the Khanqahs in the world, oh Allah, make it the means of Hidayat for the whole of mankind. Oh Allah, all the good work of deen, social welfare work, looking after the poor and needy, looking after the refugees, oh Allah, grant and increase us all in our sincerity, oh Allah. Increase us all in our efforts of Allah and accept them and make them the means of goodness for all of us in our deen, our dunya and our akhirah, oh Allah. All jinn and men which are on the surface of the earth and which will come till the day of Qiyamah, let us all reflect Iman in Islam which you love and which you want from us. Let us live by it, let us die. Resurrect us with it, and oh Allah, enter into Jannah with it. Oh Allah, on all jinn and ins, oh Allah, on all your creation, all the birds, oh Allah, all the ants, oh Allah, all the fish, oh Allah, all the animals, all your creation, oh Allah, shower your special mercies upon us and guide us towards righteousness, oh Allah. All those who have the kalima and who have got iman, oh Allah, wipe out from our record of deeds, oh Allah, now, all the time, and particularly before Maut, at the time of Maut in the Qabr on the day of Qiyamah, wipe out all our gunas and all our negative sins, oh Allah. Let them be only righteous sins, oh Allah. Oh Allah, bless us with make us all yay, oh Allah. Make us all one, oh Allah. I'm Sarku Yay Panah, I'm Sarku Yay Panah. Oh Allah, remove our differences which are beyond the limits, oh Allah. Let us be united on the truth, oh Allah. Show us the truth and of Allah, and let us follow the truth of Allah. Show us the wrong, yes, wrong, and let us all stay away from all the wrong, oh Allah. Oh Allah, oh Allah, have mercy on all the Muslims in the whole world, oh Allah. Whether it is India, oh Allah, whether it is Burma and Bangladesh, oh Allah, whether it is Palestine, oh Allah, wherever in the world oppression is taking place on the Muslims, oh Allah, remove that oppression. Oh Allah, let us correct our lives, oh Allah. Let us bring Islam and Iman into our lives, oh Allah. Let us bring Aman and Yaqeen into our lives, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let us to fulfill your commandments and please you, oh Allah. If you are pleased, you will protect us, you will please us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, the Mubarak and Nurani and wonderful way of the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the Sunnah and Mubarakah, let us follow them to the T, oh Allah. We are weak, oh Allah, you have said that you have created us weak. We are extremely weak. We incline towards evil all the time. Oh Allah, you are the only one that can save us, oh Allah. The flood waters have gone over our heads, oh Allah. But still we have trust in you and we have hope in your mercy. You will protect us, oh Allah. Save us in this dunya, oh Allah. Save us in the time of Maut, in the Qabr, oh Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah. Oh Allah, make all of us, our parents and all our elders, right through, oh Allah. All our brothers and our children, oh Allah, on the day of Qiyamah. Make us all from the people of Jannah, oh Allah. Make us all from the people that you are pleased with, oh Allah. We can't please you, but oh Allah, in your mercy, you be pleased with us, oh Allah. Give us the tawfiq to purify ourselves, to correct ourselves, oh Allah. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq to be concerned of the whole ummah, oh Allah. And guide us all to righteousness, oh Allah. Oh Allah, whoever is ill, oh Allah, whatever illnesses, and what things we hear about, oh Allah. Oh Allah, whoever has got any financial problem, whoever has got any social problem, fight in the home, in the families, oh Allah, whatever problems there may be, you are the only solver of problems. Give us the opportunity to turn to you, oh Allah, and you bless us with your complete pure and shifa our hearts. You remove our difficulties and our hardships, O Allah. How many people are suffering from despondency, O Allah, from depression, O Allah. Remove it from all of us, O Allah. Make us your faithful servants, O Allah. Give us the yaqeen that our salvation is only in deen, and our yaqeen on your heart, on you, O Allah. And yaqeen, O Allah, that through amal which you have taught us through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that will solve our problems, O Allah. Grant us every good of deen, dunya and akhirah, O Allah. Save us and save our families from every wrong, from every sin, O Allah. From every sin, save our youngsters, O Allah. Boys and girls, save our men folk, save our women folk, O Allah. Save our family, save our ulama. Save everyone from every wrong, O Allah. Be kind, have mercy upon us, O Allah. There are so many people who are quite dear to this Majma, O Allah. There are so many pious and righteous people. There are so great ulama. There are young children who are masoom. Have mercy upon them, O Allah. And through them, O Allah, have mercy upon us and the whole ummah in the day of Qiyamah, O Allah. O Allah, we give you the means of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love that you have for our Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, through it we dare of you to shower your special mercies on the ummah. O Allah, make Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam happy in his sabr with regard to the ummah, O Allah. All the zayirin who are reading as salatu wa sallamu alayhi, O Allah, make us all such that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is pleased with us, O Allah. You be pleased with us, O Allah. Grant us every good of our deen, dunya and akhirah. Forgive us all our shortcomings, our bad intentions, our wrong actions. O Allah, forgive them us, forgive us all. Sadaqi, khattari ka mu'amla farma. Ya Allah, hibad al-salamati nasib farma. Ya Allah, nuri ummat ke saath rahim, karam, jood ka mu'amla farma. Rabbana, zalamna min husana, wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة